This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Just when you thought this presidential election season couldn't get any more interesting and dramatic, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney stepped into the ring and took on GOP frontrunner Donald Trump today.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat.
Well, the speech was the latest sign of growing concern, even desperation, by establishment Republicans over Trump's success thus far. Joining us now with some analysis is WBUR's senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks. Hi there, Anthony.
Hey, Meghna. Hi, Meghna.
So your first impressions of Mitt Romney's speech today?
Boy, it's something. As you said, interesting. The most recent Republican presidential nominee speaking out against the man who's close to becoming the next Republican presidential nominee hasn't happened in my lifetime, as far as I know. So this is really something. It's an indication, too, of how concerned these establishment Republicans are about Trump's success, particularly in light of how well he did this week, Super Tuesday. And Romney really went after Trump. He went after Trump's character in a way that no one else really has thus far. Here's a bit more of what he said.
Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark. He claimed that he had spoken clearly and boldly against going into Iraq. Wrong. He spoke in favor of invading Iraq. He said he saw thousands of Muslims in New Jersey celebrating 9/11. Wrong. He saw no such thing. He imagined it. He's not of the temperament of the kind of stable, thoughtful person we need as leader. His imagination must not be married to real power.
Well, Donald Trump has already responded to Mitt Romney's speech, Anthony. Give us a sense of what Trump said.
Right. All morning. And it's interesting. First of all, Mitt Romney predicted that Trump would respond to his critique by attacking him. And that's pretty much what's been going on all morning. Before, earlier in the morning, he tweeted that Romney was a failed candidate. And just a short while ago, he was rallying in Portland, Maine. And he made the point that in 2008, when Romney was running for president, Romney sought out Trump's endorsement. And he got it. And Trump praised him as a good businessman. And here's a bit of what Trump said in Maine today.
I backed him. You can see how loyal he is. He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees. He was begging.
So that's pretty standard response. I get the kind of response you would expect from Donald Trump is what I want to say.
Yeah, Donald Trump being Donald Trump and perhaps even living up to the exact criticisms that Mitt Romney had of him earlier today. You know, it just occurred to me, we should be clear here because maybe my introduction wasn't so clear. Mitt Romney didn't say he's entering the race at all. This was just a critical speech of Donald Trump.
So no, in fact, he specifically said, "I'm not running for anything," and he didn't he didn't endorse a candidate either. Although he said clearly, one of the three other candidates, Cruz, Rubio, or Kasich, should be the candidates, but not Donald Trump.
Exactly, it was pretty much anybody but Trump or Hillary Clinton, which we'll get to in another minute here. But let's listen to a little bit more of what Mitt Romney said today, because as you mentioned earlier, he definitely went after Trump's character, but he also went after Trump's business record. So here's some of that.
Look, his bankruptcies have crushed small businesses and the men and women who work for them. He inherited his business. He didn't create it. And whatever happened to Trump Airlines? How about Trump University? And then there's Trump Magazine and Trump Vodka and Trump Steaks and Trump Mortgage. A business genius he is not.
So, Anthony, what effect could this have, if any, on Trump's followers?
Well, in some ways, I think it will embolden more Republicans who are concerned about Trump to speak up. For example, Senator John McCain praised what Romney had to say today. And it follows the release of an open letter from some 50 Republican security leaders who said Trump would make America less safe. It comes as mainstream Republicans are talking about drafting a candidate to run as a third party option. And it comes as Katie Packard, who worked on Romney's 2012 campaign, is leading an anti-Trump super PAC. So there's a lot of sort of movement in this direction. On the other hand, you have to ask, is this going to really dissuade voters from supporting Trump. And there's a possibility that this could backfire. I mean, every time Trump is called out or stumbles or seems to say something outrageous, it only seems to galvanize his supporters. Romney is an establishment candidate. He's the very sort of symbol of the establishment in many ways. And Trump followers reject the establishment in a big way. So this could backfire, but it remains to be seen.
Right. So, you know, it's interesting because as you mentioned earlier, Anthony, Romney also didn't endorse anyone. I mean, he has a couple other choices that he could have thrown his weight behind, but he chose not to. And instead, he did spend some time in this anti-Donald Trump speech also going after Hillary Clinton. So let's listen to that.
For the last three decades, the Clintons have lived at the intersection of money and politics, trading their political influence to enrich their personal finances. They embody the term crony capitalism. It disgusts the American people and causes them to lose faith in our political process. A person so untrustworthy and dishonest as Hillary Clinton must not become president. Of course, a Trump nomination enables her victory.
And of course, Magna, that's sort of the money line there. That's the biggest problem here is, according to Mitt Romney, is that Trump is going to guarantee Democratic victory in November.
Yeah. You know, Anthony, I'm still taken by a couple things you said a little earlier, that 4 years ago, Mitt Romney accepted Donald Trump's endorsement in the 2012 race, and he called him a great businessman at that time. I'm just right now looking at some post-game analysis right here from Jonathan Chait at New York Magazine, and he looks at Romney's speech and says, here in a nutshell is the Republican resistance to Donald Trump, full of righteous rage, as we heard Romney today, but confused about how to proceed and unwilling to follow its own analysis through to its conclusion, echoing what you said about no real endorsement from Romney.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, I mean, again, I'm forced to ask myself, is this going to make a bit of difference?
Well, I mean, it's a great question to ask because the crisis in the Republican Party right now is that there's a large part of its base, less educated, working class, who is really angry because they feel left behind by a party and a system that isn't working for them. And today, Romney acknowledged that anger. He said he understands the anger Americans feel today, but in the past, that anger was directed for good. Here's a little more of what he said.
Mr. Trump is directing our anger for less than noble purposes. He creates scapegoats and Muslims and Mexican immigrants. He calls for the use of torture. He calls for killing the innocent children and family members of terrorists. He cheers assaults on protesters. He applauds the prospect of twisting the Constitution to limit First Amendment freedom of the press. This is the very brand of anger that has led other nations into the abyss.
So, Magna, I find this really eloquent stuff, but the problem for the Republicans who oppose Trump is that they don't have a clear answer themselves to how to address that anger that's out there. You know, how to win those Trump voters back. That's the challenge they face.
Right. Now, this is ricocheting all over the nation and even here in Massachusetts. Mitt Romney, of course, former governor of the state. Today, if I understand correctly, our current governor, Governor Charlie Baker, was asked about this. Did he have a response?
Not much. And of course, Charlie Baker has said he's not going to vote for Donald Trump. But asked about this today, he kind of brushed it off and said he doesn't really want to get involved in this. He said he's got a day job. He talked about this as sort of being Washington-based stuff that he didn't really want to get too involved with today. So no, not much from Charlie Baker today on this.
But as you said, he's very clearly said he's not voting for Donald
Trump.
That's right. And finally, as if there couldn't be any more, there's a GOP debate tonight. So what effect is Romney's speech going to have on that?
I think more fireworks, more insults. Ben Carson will not be there, so it'll just be Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich against Trump. And I think you can expect Rubio and Cruz to pick up a lot of these themes, particularly the idea that Trump's policy proposals lack depth and detail. Questions about his tax returns, which Romney said he should release, Trump has refused. And they'll probably pick up the idea that a Trump nomination will guarantee a Democratic victory in November. But expect some fireworks tonight.
Well, WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thank you as always.
Always a pleasure, Magna.